Gylfi Sigurdsson won't be joining Swansea City on their pre-season tour of America. The club say that he's not in the right frame of mind. This after mounting speculation about his future. Already reports that Everton have had a £40 million bid for the player rejected by the Swans. We know Leicester City are interested as well. Joining me now, BBC Radio Wales, Mark Poyser. Mark, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us. First of all, where are we, do you think, Mark, in terms of Gylfi Sigurdsson hypothetically leaving Swansea? What's the situation?
I think it's been a fairly dramatic morning. I think what has happened with him not going on the tour seems to suggest that he is virtually certain now, I would say, of leaving Swansea. Destination remains unknown at the moment. So after last night, he played in the friendly loss to Barnet, played in the second half and actually captained the side. There was no inkling of what was coming today. Swansea then, just before they left for America, they're actually on a plane now, I think, still flying to America for their pre-season tour. They confirmed the news that you just mentioned, that he was not in the right frame of mind to travel. I understand that he told the club less than an hour before they were due to leave the team hotel that he would not be going with them to America. And then we've since found out that there has been this £40 million bid from Everton, which has been turned down, matching the previous offer that Leicester City have made. So it does seem likely at the moment that Gylfi Sigurdsson is going to be leaving Swansea. Last night will have been his last match. Where he goes remains uncertain at the moment.
Yeah, where is the line, do you think, Mark, between Swansea saying, he's our player, you must come with us on the tour, versus them thinking, actually, we can get a good fee for him?
Well, this is what it's all about now. If you're Swansea City, trying to get the asking price that you want. They've said pretty much all along that 50 million is what they want. This is a player who got 9 Premier League goals last season, 13 assists. Only Kevin De Bruyne and Christian Eriksen managed more in the Premier League last season. He's still got 3 years left on his contract. So from their point of view, they hold all the aces. And when you see some of the figures they've been bandied about for other players so far this summer, Everton in particular, some of the fees they've paid, some of the fees they've received, Kyle Walker as well today, potentially going for more than 50 million. It does put it into perspective for a player who's been Swansea's star man pretty much last season. Where they would have been in terms of the Premier League survival picture last season without him, well, I think Swansea fans would dread to think about the position they'd be in. So I think at the moment, as far as Swansea concerned, I think he is going to leave, but only if a club comes in and matches their valuation.
Yep, and of course Swansea will no doubt know that Everton have £75 million burning a hole in their pocket after Romelu Lukaku went. In terms of the player himself, Mark, how would you assess him? Because you've been watching him a lot more than we have.
He's a tremendous player. Really has had a couple of fantastic seasons at Swansea. To stand out and shine as he has done in a team which at times struggled really badly last season, even before Paul Clement arrived in the new year and sort of turned things around. Even when it was with Bob Bradley, there's some crazy games. They lost, beat Crystal Palace 5-4, sort of like almost basketball score lines. He was standing out and scoring the key goals in big matches that Swansea needed to sort of just keep themselves away from trouble. And I think, reading between the lines from what I'm being told at the Swansea end, I think he sees sort of this move as a sort of last chance, if you like, at a top six club. It didn't really work out for him at Spurs. And from what I'm being told, I think Everton are the front runners at the moment. One source even said to me today that Leicester aren't really in the equation anymore, though we do know that they are still interested in him. But neither club so far has come anywhere near their £50 million asking price. And because, as I've talked lyrical about his significance to Swansea, someone is going to have to match that price for him to actually leave.
And what's your feeling, Mark, on how soon this deal could happen?
From what I'm being told, I think it could be, well, ideally, for example, for an Everton point of view, I understand they want him to be on their pre-season tour in Holland, which starts next week. So if that's the case, it could be pretty swift. If you're Swansea and you're out in America, I guess you want to get this deal done sooner rather than later, because they're going to need to spend this money on replacements, because you're losing your best player. You're going to need to reinvest that money, and the more time you have to do that, the better.